Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Craig West, the executive director of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. And today, we're talking about the holiday concert. What's it called this time, Craig?
It's called The Sound of the Holidays.
The Sound of the Holidays.
Yep. We're trying to get people encouraged to come to hear the orchestra. Maybe they've not heard the MSO play in a long time, or maybe not at all. And so we want them to hear the sound of their community orchestra, their Northeast Louisiana orchestra.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And folks don't know, you guys have a lot of Monroe, West Monroe area players. Every now and then, somebody will drive in from El Dorado or Shreveport, come over and play, or, because musicians got to make a living somehow.
That's right, yeah.
And they're not making French horn players on every corner. Mm-hmm. So you guys, you've got all the area's musical talent, the top talent in the area, is playing with you guys.
Yeah, I was just looking today. They come up with these crazy national whatever day. Well, today is National Violin Day, and in the orchestra this weekend, we're going to have seven players in that section, in the violin section, who are from this area, Ouachita Parish, and the surrounding areas. And so we're really blessed to have those type caliber players here in Northeast Louisiana, and we want to feature those players as much as we can.
Well, that's pretty neat. That's a neat thing, and for a lot of people, you know, when school stops, the music stops, and so that's kind of sad. It's good to have people keep on playing and do what they like doing.
Yeah, and a lot of these players are not full-time musicians. They may have had a job teaching music at one point, but many of them are retired. Some are bivocational in that they work doing something else non-musically now, but they play in the orchestra or in smaller groups in churches or things when they can. And so they've kept up their musical chops, so to speak, and they are still great, great players.
All right, so this is going on when?
This is tomorrow night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. at North Monroe Baptist Church, which is just off of 165 North there, the corner at Fink's Hideaway.
Big church out there, big auditorium, and big orchestra going to be in there.
It is. We're going to have a great size group. We're going to have just under 50 people in our group in the MSO, but then we're also going to have joining us that night in the second half of the concert will be the Monroe Symphony Chorus, which is going to bring 55, 56 voices, and then the Monroe Symphony Youth Orchestra, which is going to have just under 30 players with it.
Now, that sounds like a lot of fun. And a chance for the young folks to mix it up with the old folks, which is kind of – that's how you learn.
This will be great because they'll get to play side by side on the stand with the adult players. And so it's not just one group on one side and the other group on another part of the stage. They're actually right in the same mix together. And so, they're going to learn a little bit from just being right next to them. And hopefully that will encourage them to want to come and do it again next year and then maybe in a few years audition for the MSO.
All right. If I come out to the holiday concert, what kind of Christmas tunes are you going to be playing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We've got a good mixture of things that people will recognize, and then we've also got some good classical things that are Christmas-oriented, like Greensleeves. A lot of people know that Vaughn Williams arrangement of that very well-known melody. We're also going to do, Christmas hymns or songs that you would recognize. We Three Kings, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, the Christmas song, that great Mel Torme tune. Or that he made famous, I should say, and several others did as well, he wrote. Fanfare to Joy to the World. Of course, Sleigh Ride. You can't really have a good Christmas concert, in my opinion, without Sleigh Ride.
No, and it's the only time of the years that the percussion guys can get out those bells and shake them.
And the slapstick.
Oh, the slapstick, because it goes...
Dun, 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 dun. There you go.
Dun, dun. Yeah, that's right.
And I know there are going to be people in the audience who are going to be waiting for that, because they want to do it too.
Oh, yeah.
But then when the chorus joins, there'll be some songs they'll know well, like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Jingle Bells, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Angels We Have Heard on High. A lot of things they'll recognize, and then we'll end the evening with a great thing, the Hallelujah Chorus. So it'll be a wonderful mixture of some vocal things, but just some instrumental things as well that will probably hit most of your Christmas memories, and if not, help create a few more.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is going to be exciting, and now, not only that, but we've got some cool things built in from the community as well.
Now, wait, I saw you on TV the other day.
Sorry about that.
And you had a pretty loud outfit on. Tell me about what you were wearing on TV, and are you wearing that tomorrow night to the tacky sweater contest?
All right, so I was trying to help promote the idea of the tacky Christmas sweater
contest. You're
a
winner.
No, not yet. You haven't seen anything yet. There will be people there tomorrow night who will be much louder than I was. But what we wanted to do is, in talking with people in the last several years, we've heard that some people feel that coming to a symphonic concert might be more boring or more of a dress-up kind of activity that they didn't want to participate in. And so we're wanting them to understand that this is not something formal in the respect of you have to dress a certain way. We want, as I said earlier, people to experience the sound of the orchestra that is in the jewel here in Northeast Louisiana, the music area. And we want people to have a good time as they listen. So if you come wearing that tacky Christmas sweater, then you could have a chance to win a basket of gift cards prized between $250 and $300.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
We've got restaurants. We've got places you can get your oil changed. We've got a massage. We've got movie tickets. You know, all different types of things people in the community have helped just to throw in and support. So, yeah, we want people to come. And you don't have to wear that kind of a thing. But if you want to, you know, it'll just be something fun. And then also at intermission, a local place here just down the street from the school, the Bayou Brew House, has donated cookies for us, and we're going to have hot chocolate and cookies at intermission. So it'll be just a great time to come and relax. And before the concert starts from 6 to 7, if you've got smaller children or grandchildren, you could bring them. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there, and they can have their picture made and get a candy cane. So it'll be a great, fun night, not just for the music, but just to come and enjoy the time.
That's pretty cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. So this is Saturday night. What time?
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at North Monroe Baptist Church. Now, you can get tickets there at the door. Adult tickets, it's all general admission. Adult tickets are $30, and student tickets are $5.
All right. You can find out more by visiting mymso.org. Craig West is with us, the executive director of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Experience the sounds of the holidays. Craig, thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
To find out more about this event and others, be sure and head over to our website, kedm.org.
This is Deborah Chandler, your host of Vocal Vibes, heard every Wednesday at 2 o'clock here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.